Welcome to Sammy's Bedtime Stories. The Dodo Who Dreamed She Could Fly by Catherine Emmett and Claire Powell. Upon a small island a long way away, where wildflowers bloomed and the sun shone all day, there lived a small dodo who gazed at the sky, for this was a dodo who dreamed she could fly. Delilah did not often talk of her dream, in case others laughed at how daft it might seem. For like all those other, this small dodo knew, there never had been any dodos who flew. She'd always been told that a dodo's too round, and dodos are made to stay right on the ground. But still she would secretly read every night whole books about aerodynamics and flight. Then one day she carefully looked at the sky. "Today is the day that I'm going to try." And so she set off and marked out a long track, then flapped to the end before flapping right back. But then a large dodo called Desmond came by. "Hey, look, guys, Delilah thinks dodos can fly." He bellowed a laugh and then honked a great hoot, and soon all his friends started following suit. Delilah ignored them and held up her head, but knew she had turned quite a bright shade of red. Despite all their laughter, she stuck to her plan. She stretched and she lunged and she jumped and she ran. And so she continued, she beat both her wings, then muttered a few motivational things. And soon she was ready to flap for the sky, for this was the day that a dodo would not fly. Delilah went crash with a bump and a thud, and landed face down in a puddle of mud. "I told you," laughed Desmond, "a dodo can't fly. I don't even know why you'd bother to try." Delilah stood up and she brushed herself off, and spat out some mud with a bit of a cough. And though her small beak and her wings were quite sore, she limped down the track to start trying some more. But each time she tried, she went crash, bump or thud. One way or another, she'd land in the mud. For sadly, the only thing flying that day were all of her dreams as they drifted away. That night when her dad came to tuck her in bed, he wiped her small tear as she quietly said, "Oh, Daddy, I'm worried the others are right. I'm starting to think I will never take flight." He smiled. "Sometimes others aren't able to see the things we might do and the things we might be. And that's why you mustn't go measuring you by what others think and by what others do." Delilah thought hard on the words he had said and snuggled up tight with her books in her bed. But try as she might, she found sleep would not come, for now it was clear there was work to be done. She crept out of bed and she switched on her light, then little Delilah worked all through the night. The next day, however, she stayed in the hut and hid in her room with her door firmly shut. Her dad started worrying what could be wrong, as never before had she stayed in so long. But then she appeared with a bag on her back and rushed out the house. "I'm just off to the track." The rest of the dodos were hanging around. "Hey, look," shouted Desmond, "she's still on the ground." Delilah ignored him and opened her bag to take out some sticks and an old cut-up flag. "Delilah," called Desmond, "what are all those things?" Delilah said proudly, "These things are my wings." She slipped the wings on and they fit like a glove, because she had made them with hope and with love. And this time inside in her heart she just knew, and this time she ran and she flapped and she flew. She laughed with delight as she soared through the sky, the very first dodo who dreamed she could fly. So don't be deterred if friends laugh at your dreams or worry how foolish they think it might seem. Remember to be the first dodo to fly. You first have to be the first dodo to try.